Wise, Woman in STEM, Episode 1. This podcast is part of collaboration with Petronas University of Technology.
Hey everyone!
Assalamualaikum and a very good evening. My name is Farah Diana.
My name is Anis Alfa.
Hi, I'm Hanisa Zlaika.
And I'm Harris.
And we will be your host for today's episode of Wise. Where for the next 5 weeks, we will discuss about the involvement of women in STEM. On today's episode, we, the hosts, will introduce a bit about ourselves, our podcast outline, and our podcast segments. And later, we will have a very special guest that will be sharing with you on how our team came up with the whole idea of WISE, the podcast. So, first off, introductions. Who wants to go first? Not me.
Not me.
Sure, I guess I'll go first then. Hi everyone, I'm Zulaika. I am a second year computer science student and I am 20 years old.
My name is Haras and as might you have guessed, I am the only male here. I am studying IT in UTP.
Hi guys, my name is Alpha. I am 20 years old and I am also taking information technology here at UTP.
My name is Farah Diana and I am also 20 years old and I'm taking information technology at UTP.
I guess that wraps up our introduction. Shall we proceed to the flow of the podcast?
Yeah, we should.
In case you guys are wondering, the WISE podcast is not any ordinary podcast. This podcast is a part of our community engagement course at Petronas University of Technology.
And we have decided to do a podcast discussing about women in STEM. Since podcasts are a thing now, we thought it would be an easier and conventional way to reach out to our listeners. So, you might wonder, how do we plan to execute this podcast?
Alright, so every week, we are going to upload an episode on Spotify regarding women in STEM. There are 4 STEM subjects, which are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So, today's episode is only an introduction, to give you a gist on how the upcoming episodes will be.
That means the next episode will be on science, where we will be having our first woman guest speaker. Then, the technology episode, and so on. After the mathematics episode, we'll have a very special last episode where we also invite a special guest from UTP to wrap up our podcast.
Before we forget to mention, there will be an essay writing competition for our WISE podcast listeners to help showcase their creative writing skills regarding their thoughts on STEM. And the winner from this essay writing competition will be invited to commemorate her winning and to share her newfound thought on educational value of STEM, and social input in gender equality. But we'll get to that in later episodes.
Now, I think it's time for us to move on to our podcast segment.
I am sure if you are a frequent listener of podcasts, you will know that podcasts often have multiple segments. So Alpha, how many segments do we have and what are they?
Alright, accordingly, the WISE podcast will have an intro segment, which we are on right now. The second segment is the interviews. Since we have 4 education disciplines in STEM, we are going to have 4 extra special woman guest speakers that will join us and discuss with us about women in STEM. And finally, the last segment is where we sign off the show.
So the second segment is called WISE Thoughts. Excuse the pun. In this segment, we will interview our invited speakers with a topic regarding women in STEM, such as diversity, working environment in STEM, and so much more. And they will share with us their opinion regarding the small number of women in STEM careers and what can we do to increase it.
Yes, and they are not just any guest speakers. These women have had years and years of experience in their respective fields. Plus, we are sure some of you have heard of these awesome women before, though we are not going to spoil who they are yet.
Of course, there are a lot more women out there who are in STEM careers that deserve much more credit for being such an inspiration and icon to the STEM community.
Uh-huh, definitely. And I think our listeners will look forward to the professionals that we have invited to this podcast. So, everyone, make sure you subscribe to the WISE podcast and stay tuned to our next episode for our first woman guest appearance.
Since this is our premiere episode, we have a very special one-off segment only for today's episode where we, the host, will pick a WISE woman.
which is also the name of the segment.
True, and we will share a bit about her biography and her achievements in STEM. And hopefully they will inspire our listeners like you to do the same thing in the future.
Yep, and I think we should head over to our next segment.
Supposedly, we shouldn't have a wise thought segment today.
Yep, we shouldn't have one. But we did promise at the start of the podcast that we have a very special guest here with us today.
And we didn't even get the chance to tell our listeners the details about WISE.
Alright, so, WISE. What is WISE? Siharas, what do you think when you hear the word WISE?
Well, the only WISE I know is intelligent WISE, but I'm guessing that's not the correct answer.
No, you're not wrong, but you're not right either. In this case, WISE stands for Woman in STEM. But what is WISE truly all about? On that account, today we have invited an honorary guest who is not just our friend, but the project director of this program. Ladies, I present to you Akimullah Bahri.
Hello Aki and welcome WISE Podcast. We are thrilled to have you on board.
Hello everyone. Thank you for your warm introduction.
If you guys are wondering who Aki is, essentially he is our project manager and primarily the brain behind this podcast.
So Aki, I have a question for you. Why don't you tell us and the listeners out there a bit about yourself?
Well, first off, my name is Muhammad Akimullah bin Saiful Bahri. I'm a student from University of Technology Petronas, a second year student in ICT. I am also the current project director for WISE Podcast series of September 2020 and I'm looking forward for it.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Aki. Can you tell us what is the WISE podcast all about?
Generally, WISE podcast series is all about advocating and especially fighting against the social norms. So in that thought in particular, we are trying to perpetuate the motion of gender equity among all of the citizen people and especially the young generation of students. And in our case, our niche was targeted towards all of these young, passionate female students. So, and in order to do so, we are also advocating for them to go deeper in their root for passion and also interest in STEM discipline. So, I guess that's generally what WISE are heading for.
I see. So, what do you expect to achieve from launching this podcast, Aki?
Alright, just like any other education program or advocating activities. So, we hope for one that we all can learn together. Not just for the listeners, but also for us, the crew member, the production teams, and also everyone that directly or indirectly involved with WISE Podcast series production. And that's also including me, because I still have a lot of things to learn.
True. I think WISE Podcast is a good idea to inspire young women in this generation. With that, we just want to say thank you to you, Aki, for joining us on today's episode.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, Aki. I think we should proceed to the next segment, guys.
Yes!
Segment 2, WISE Woman. This week, we will be sharing with you about this amazing woman named Vera Rubin, an astronomer who had a lifelong fascination with the stars. Her contribution to dark matter not only changed the world of astronomy, but she also opened doors for more women to study our galaxy.
So if you're like me and you don't know who Vera Rubin is, that's okay. That's what WISE is all about. We intend to educate you and educate ourselves even further. So who is Vera Rubin and how did she manage to discover something that makes up 80% of mass in the universe?
So, Vera Rubin's full name is Vera Florence Cooper. Vera Florence Cooper was born on July 23rd, 1928 in Philadelphia. Ever since she was young, her parents had always encouraged her to love science. Even her father had helped her to build a covered telescope. But Vera did state that she felt lonely being a woman in the field of astronomy. But she was so eager to study that she did not really care.
Wow, that's interesting. According to the American Museum of Natural History, she was the only student taking astronomy back in 1948 in her graduating class at college.
Yes, that is true. Vera was the only astronomy student in her college. She attended an all-women's college. I think it was Vassar College in New York. But she did apply for Princeton. Yet, they refused her. You guys know why?
Why, Farah?
Because at that time, Princeton did not allow women in several courses, including the astronomy program.
Oh no, that's heartbreaking.
True, I would be devastated if I were in her position, especially when you are the only girl in your class.
So you can see this huge gender gap back then. It's quite astonishing that women did not have a lot of privilege, even in something as essential as education. I know times change, but...
Yeah, but it just makes you open your eyes to these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me feel so grateful to be born in a better time.
True, and anyway, since Vera did not get admitted to Princeton, she continued her studies at Cornell and Georgetown University for undergrad studies. Then, she got married to Robert Rubin and she continued her doctoral studies.
Wow, I read that years later, she became the first woman to be allowed to observe at the acclaimed Palomar Observatory.
Yup, the Palomar Observatory in San Diego. You guys can search it up on Google. The observatory is a huge white dome-shaped building on top of a hill. It kind of reminds me of the Stormtrooper helmet from Star Wars. The observatory contributed to many astronomical studies. It was also used by Fritz Zwicky, who is a very famous astronomer during Vera's time. And he had used it to observe the Coma Cluster, which a lot of astronomers were studying back then.
Wow, so, I want to know, how did she actually discover dark matter?
Alright, so now I'm going to tell you guys how Vera Rubin discovered dark matter. So, remember a few seconds ago, Haras mentioned Fritz Zwicky?
Yes!
Alright, so Fritz Zwicky is the first person that proposed the existence of dark matter in 1933 after he was observing the motion of galaxies in the Coma Cluster. So, the cluster of galaxies he was observing should have flown apart if there was no additional mass holding them together. However, he had no evidence to support that statement. Since he was lacking further evidence, his idea was quickly dismissed by the scientific community. So, when Vera heard about it, she went to this other observatory, but I'm not sure the name of the observatory. But she observed a spectrum of stars to determine their velocities. So, she was with her colleague Ken Ford when they successfully discovered how fast these stars rotate. And she found out that the rotation of the stars travels at the same speed, whether it was located at the outer or the center of the spiral. Which can be alarming because the stars in the outer spirals were orbiting so fast they should have flown apart. So, the mass of visible stars wasn't enough to hold the galaxy together. And there was an extraordinary amount of matter missing. So, that extraordinary amount of matter is what Vera theorized as dark matter. And so, that's pretty much how it helped support Fritz Zwicky's theory of dark matter. Fortunately, in recognition of her contributions to astronomy, she was elected to the National Academy of Science in 1981. And in 1993, President Bill Clinton himself had awarded her the National Medal of Science. Although she did not win a Nobel Peace Prize, she was and has remained an inspiration for women in science.
That is so cool, Farah. That means she got the recognition she deserved, right? I heard that a crater in Mars and an asteroid is named after her. Even her children inherited her curiosity to study the universe.
Yes, and hopefully more people will continue her legacy of studying the dark matter. And that's all for our second segment. We hope you guys enjoyed that little information regarding Vera Rubin.
I think that pretty much wraps up our episode for today.
Aww, we hope you guys stayed till the end. If you did, we would like to say a big thank you for your support.
And if you didn't, that's totally fine. You can always rewind it on Spotify. Thank you to our project manager Akim Olobari for joining us on today's episode, and thank you to the whole WISE crew for making this episode possible.
Woohoo! So be sure to listen in to our next episode of WISE, Women in STEM,
where we update every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on our Spotify. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Wise Podcast. And remember, women can do miracles too.
Stay tuned till the end of the episode to know how you can contact us. That is all from me, Alpha,
along with me, Farah,
Zalaika,
and Haras.
Assalamualaikum and good night. Bye.
Subscribe to our Spotify. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mental in it.
Hi, my name is Salman and I'm from the production team here at WISE. Did you enjoy that podcast? I sure hope you did, because we have a lot more in store just for our young and passionate female listeners or every other listeners too. If you want to listen to more episodes, head over to our Spotify account at WISE or Women in STEM and stream our weekly podcast. We update every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Or if you are an iPhone user, download the Apple Podcast app and give us a listen at WISE. And don't forget to subscribe. To reach out to us or watch exclusive behind-the-scenes content, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and other social medias at WISEUTP. We would love to hear your feedback. That is all from us. Thank you, and see you on the next episode of WISE. Bye!